step to the dozen is a thing you got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong.
You know, we love Coastal Carolina, Ramona. We love that program. Have great respect for Coach Chadwell and everybody in that program. We've had a bunch of those coaches on. In fact, all of them. We've had all the coordinators on. We've had Willie Korn on. All of them. And have great respect for that program. And we made a killing for the degenerates giving out Coastal Carolina picks all last year. We love Coastal Carolina, Rona, but yes, we don't love them as much as this dude loves them. A better at BetGM, at BetMGM, excuse me, wagered $240,000 on Coastal minus 19.5 versus Arkansas State tonight. $240,000. You got a guy at BetMGM. This is from John Ewing. A guy at BetMGM has wagered $240,000 on Coastal Carolina minus 19.5 versus Arkansas State. Stick around, so we'll tell you whether he was right or wrong to do so at the end of the show. But how about that, Ramona? Coastal Carolina getting some big time love from some big time gambler. 240. You know you made the big time when some gambler's betting $240,000 on you. $240,000 on Coastal Carolina. Tyson Walt talking about Coastal Carolina. Is Coastal Carolina now the best team in the state of South Carolina? Yes. I mean, they are. Yeah. I mean, Bocat Killer Jack, what's going on?
Well, I'm doing well. I know you guys are, even on this beautiful rainy day.
It rains every day.
It rains. Yeah, it does.
I mean, really, just, you know, I don't want to hear any of you, we need the rain people anymore, because it rains every stinking day.
Exactly. My dad used to call rain like this a frog strangler. I just kind of jumped in on the conversation, but I did want to mention that, and Ramona said you'd already mentioned it, but that Halloween mask in those movies was molded after William Shatner.
Yeah.
I always found that interesting. But I will tell you this. I mean, if I've told you this before, I apologize.
I mean, that's just too funny. But I saw him side by side the other day. It's the same exact face. Yeah.
Yeah, and you think about little things like that change the landscape of horror. I mean, one decision. I mean, they could have used, like, Jonathan Winters or somebody like that, you know? that would have changed the whole thing of that movie.
It would have.
Yeah, Don Rickles. Don Rickles. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
But I will show you this, and again, if I've told you this before, but when I was, I think, 7 years old.
By the way, for those who don't know, if you think you understand, if you think that things are offensive today and that political correctness rules, go look up some Don Rickles comments on YouTube and you'll understand. you'll have a new understanding.
Yeah, he was only 65 years old and older can handle that guy.
Yeah.
When I was 7 years old, when I was about 7 years old, my parents had a medical emergency with my brother. And in the last second, they sent me to stay with my neighbors who had long since retirees. And this was an older couple that, I mean, they smoked like they were on fire and drank like they were trying to put it out, those kind of people. And they decided to take me to a movie. And they took me to a drive-in theater to see that original Walking Tall. And I'm like a 7-year-old
kid. The Buford Pusser, the original one?
The original movie.
That was a great movie. 70s. The original Buford Pusser was a great movie with Joe Bob, whatever his name is.
Yeah, for a grown up, for a 7-year old kid.
Not for a 7-year old kid. No.
But you know, and that thing. But I'm sitting there like, you know, the old Here's Kilroy drawing, between the from the back seat, and they fell asleep into the first 5 minutes of the movie. And Walt, that thing, I thought about that movie for a long time.
That's you know? Funny.
And to me, being seven, and Walt, a 7 year old kid, it might as well have been a documentary with actual footage. But anyway, so, but hey, enjoy the show as always. You guys talk about some cool stuff.
Thank you, Bokeh Killer Jack. That's hysterical. I mean, yeah, no, I would imagine as a 7 year old, that thing might have haunted you for a while.
I can see how it would.
That might have traumatized you for a bit. That stays with you. Man. Hey, this week, well, never mind. Matt, brother of Joe.
Hey, Walt, thanks for getting me in.
Thanks for getting in, Matt.
I had some teams I was going to run by and see what do you do with them if they end up at the end of the year pretty good. BYU, I mean, if they're undefeated, what do they do with them? I mean, they don't really have any stellar wins, but they're undefeated. They could go undefeated.
Well, actually, I think they do. I mean, they have a win over Arizona State, who might wind up winning the Pac-12. And they have three Pac-12 wins. So the actual champion of the Pac-12 would be BYU. So do you let them in? Right now, you know, what I want to know about with BYU is Hall coming back? Look, they already have three pretty good wins. The Arizona State win could wind up being a great win. If you add Boise State to that list, now your wins are mounting. I think they would deserve consideration. What this comes down to with BYU is Jaren Hall. Hall was terrific in those early games because he's so lightning fast. And he got banged up, and they went with Baylor Romney, who's started before and who's a pretty good player. But now Romney's banged up, and I have no idea who's starting at quarterback for BYU against Boise State. They listed three guys on their depth chart, including the third-string guy. But if they get Hall back, they got a very good chance to go unbeaten because I'm not sure anybody can handle Hall's speed.
And another team, SMU. I mean, if SMU beats Cincinnati and wins that conference, I mean, you got to look at them.
Yeah,
I think
no
Coastal
question.
Carolina might be decent too. I mean, the Coastal won't have a good chance, unfortunately, but those are three teams that could go undefeated. But I was just running those by you and see what your thoughts were. I appreciate Walt.
Yeah, and again, Coastal Carolina will have 2 years of excellence on their resume, if anyone cares, you know. But they probably won't, and they'll have obviously some big games ahead of them. Coastal has a lot of big games ahead of them, so you know we'll see. I mean, it's a very strange year in college football, and I expect it's going to get a lot more strange. I don't think that's going to let up at any time. Tess said, Walt, please give a quick read on Arizona State, Kentucky, and Michigan games. He took the over 51.5 in Arizona State, Kentucky -3.5, and Michigan -3.5. Thoughts? That's from Tim in Colorado. You know, look, I think one of the more interesting games of the weekend, I've had other people asking me some too, by the way, and I'll get to them. I think one of the more interesting games of the weekend is that Michigan-Nebraska game because Nebraska has suddenly found something. They're running the ball with great authority. Adrian Martinez is playing like the quarterback that – remember when Kwok picked Adrian Martinez to win the Heisman Trophy at the kickoff show like several years back? And it all went terribly sideways for Adrian Martinez. Look, there was reason for Kwok to pick Adrian Martinez going into that year. Adrian Martinez had all sorts of promise. And then he went completely sideways. And you thought he would never be heard from again. He's back. This is the guy that Kwok actually thought he was getting. And Martinez is really playing good football now. Listen. Anyone who watched that Nebraska-Oklahoma game in Norman, Oklahoma, knows Adrian Martinez completely outplayed Spencer Rattler. Completely outplayed him. And Martinez is playing really well, and Nebraska has suddenly found some things. I think that's going to be a fascinating game to watch. I do think this is the best Michigan team I've seen in 20 years. This team is legitimately physical. They are lining up and just running the ball down people's throats, and there's nothing that they can do about it. You know, it's sort of like the northern version of what Georgia's doing. By the way, I had a Georgia fan say that he hadn't been able to listen recently, but what I think about Georgia now based on what they've done recently. Well, again, I think it's still a defensive-oriented team. I have two Georgia players in my top 20 Heisman consideration, including N'Kobe Dean and Carter, two defenders. You know, I thought the Arkansas performance was completely dominant. Arkansas started the game in the shadow of their goal line, and they just never recovered from that. They were pinned deep early. To have any chance, they needed something, some confidence builder early. They did not get it. They were pinned deep in that game, and Georgia just played bully ball with them. I mean, you know, physically dominated a physically dominant team, which is impressive. I mean, Georgia offered no pretense of pass. You know, I think what's going to be fascinating with Georgia is can they actually play a whole season this way? Can they win the national title playing the style of football that Kirby originally wanted to play? So far, so good. So far, so good. And this year is so strange, you know, who knows? On the Kentucky and LSU game, you know, here's the thing. I did pick Kentucky to finish second in the SEC East before the year, and I think they'll do that now that they've beaten Florida. But there's always a game within the game. The Florida game, you know, as Dan Mullen pointed out 20 times afterward, like he thought he was going to get extra credit, Ramona. Dan Mullen, after the game, Dan Mullen is the worst loser in college athletics. I'm sorry. No one is close. This guy is the biggest friggin' baby and the worst loser in college athletics. He will never give anyone else credit. He has excuses for every single time they lose and everything that happens to them. That's all he ever is. Can the guy coach football? Yes, he can coach football. He can coach football. He loses to every ranked team he ever plays, but he can coach football. He has the worst record against ranked teams of any major college coach over X number of years. His record's an abomination. But he can coach football. I'm not doubting that. But he's such a crappy human being. He just is. Everything about this guy is an excuse. It never, ever ends. He never gives anybody else credit. Never. Dexter 238 Ramona writes, "Well, enjoy the show from Vegas. Just won $118.75. Yes, to $118.75. But Mullen just never stops. It never stops. So after he loses to Kentucky, what did Mullen do? He spent all of his time talking about how they dominated the stats. It's great, Dan. You dominated the stats, except there's one stat that's the most important stat, Dan. It's called the score. And on the score, you lost. My concern about Kentucky is I don't trust their ball security. That's my concern. Their ball security has been awful. I mean, I don't know how they're unbeaten with the type of ball security they've had. And the one thing LSU can do well, I mean, Max Johnson can throw it pretty well, and Butte can catch it. But the one thing that LSU can do well is they get after the passer. And I'm a little concerned about that element of the game. I understand why people are on Kentucky, though. We'll talk more about that. That game's in the contest. We'll start going through that because we're going to run out of time. Tess said Mullen, Cousin Eddie, is the most unlikable coach in NCAA football. I think that's inarguable. I really do. I think he's so far and away the most unlikable coach in college football. I just think it's inarguable. And he's just so classless every time they lose. You know, hey, you want to represent any of that's up to you. Walk up to the road rage. We'll take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Look, Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the dealership alternative. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years experience with Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. They drive them. They work on them all day. They have for decades. No one knows these vehicles like First Class Hall. They use top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. We believe in our work. We offer you a 3 or 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. You know, again, they will never do any work you don't need. They will never do any work you don't authorize. And you will know the work of the cost of any work they do in advance. This is First Class Hall. You know, I get unsolicited testimonials on First Class Hall all the time. There are people, here's what people do, Ramona. They listen. Eventually they try it. And you know why? Because you're not really happy where you're going now. You're not. You know it's not great, but it's become a comfort zone for you. Get out of your comfort zone. Go to First Class Hall for an oil change. Once you go to First Class Hall one time, you will never go back to where you're taking your vehicle now. I promise you that. I don't know how many people have told us this, that they heard it, and then one day they said, you know what, I'm going to try it. And when they tried it, they called us to say, I'm never going back. In fact, speaking of LSU, one of them was Bengal John. This is First Class Hall. Trust me when I tell you, you want a place with master techs. You want a place that with their knowledge and comprehension, their expertise, and their integrity and honesty. And you can find all about that on Google and Yelp because the reviews are endless. Also, a couple specials right now. One, $15 off on any previously recommended First Class Hall work from the past 12 months, and $100 off any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. So if it is time to get your timing belt changed, don't wait. Don't lose your engine. If you don't know, check your owner's manual and then get to First Class Hall. Quick break.
This is a message for all men. Look, my family doctor said my ED was incurable. There was nothing anyone could do but perform surgery. My wife was supportive. She told me it wasn't important and there were other things we could do, but deep down, I knew she was disappointed. I felt less of a man, less of a husband. I was embarrassed. I heard the ads for the Greenville Men's Clinic, and I thought to myself, how can the doctors at that clinic claim to resolve my erectile dysfunction in 15 minutes or less? So I called, made an appointment, my wife went with me, and let me say, my doctor was wrong. We have regained our intimacy. They can help. No matter your age or your condition, $99 for a doctor consultation and a test dose of the medication can help. Call now, 864-301-1111, 301-1111, 301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com. And be sure to ask about the incredible Pulse ED, known to increase stamina, sensitivity, and even size.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Tiger or Gamecock, grab an official team Big Bow box, repping your colors. It's bow time.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
At Ingles, we know the ever-present struggle of, what am I going to make for dinner this week? That's why we started the Ingles Table. It's all waiting for you at ingles-markets.com. Ingles, low prices Love the savings.
This week at Ingles, select 10 to 12 ounce Dunkin' Donuts bag coffee or 10 count K-Cups, $5.98 each. Select sizes and varieties, Special K cereal, 2 for $4. And select 32 ounce Zep cleaning supplies, 2 for $6. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results, like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
Hey, Tiger fans! Your local Boys Camp thrift stores in Seneca and Westminster need your items to help bring hope and healing to boys in need through counseling, therapy, and life skills training. Donate your items for resale or shop their wide selection of gently used items at a great price. When you donate or shop with the Boys Camp thrift store, you're changing lives. Call today for a free large item donation pickup, like furniture and appliances, at 822-734. 822-734. You can also visit fairplaycamp.org for store hours, volunteer opportunities, and more.
Want to win the game? Put in your best players. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm hits the field running all the way to the end zone. If you've been in a wreck, gotten hurt at work, or suffered nursing home abuse, you want these guys on your team. They're local, they're experienced, and they're hungry for victory. They want to get you the money you deserve when fighting insurance companies. Call 485-8585 or go to TrammellandMills.com. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm, ready to win your game.
Whether it's lunchtime, dinner time, or sometime in between, your Pie Clemson has cheesy signature pastas, freshly made pizzas, paninis, refreshing salads, and gelato, sure to satisfy your cravings. Visit Your Pie from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily at 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson, where you can dine on the patio or order to go. Their staff has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health conscious and delicious as possible. It's fresh and just the way you like it. We'll see you at Your Pie Clemson.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Sold out on you. Sad, but it's true. Me through hell, got me under your spell. No matter how hard I try to hide it, the whole world.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. Yeah, I exactly. Texter 344. I would love that. Tess said, you're right about Dan Mullen. That's why he's perfect for Florida. All the Florida fans I've talked to say they love him. Classless coach for the classless fans. I think that's a Georgia fan, so no love lost there, as you would expect. Said the call is at 4 in completion percentage. They said Urban Meyer is the most unlikable in the NFL. Well, the NFL today, we'll see how long. They said, do you think Stoops moves on for a better job after the season? Honestly, I thought Stoops would have moved on by now. I'm sort of shocked nobody has come for him. I mean, really come strongly for him. You know, you never know what motivates somebody. I mean, not everybody wants the same things. You know, it's not everybody. It's not for everybody that the grass is greener. You know, it just isn't somewhere else. I mean, I've had other opportunities on my level, and And I just like it here. You know, I remember interviewing Jim Grobe, and this conversation has just stuck with me, Ramona. Remember the Jim Grobe conversation, which, you know, I said, Coach, Nebraska allegedly offered you their job, and you didn't take it to stay at Wake Forest. I said, what are you, an idiot? And he just laughed out loud. He was laughing. He was laughing hard at that. And he said, you know what? He said, look, he said, at some level, if you've done the right thing with your money, it all becomes monopoly money. He said, what's the real difference between, you know, at that time, I think it was like $2 million and $4 million or whatever. And he said, and I just think I owe it to my players to stay. And as it turned out, Wake Forest turned their backs on him. But that's the kind of person Jim Grobe was. And he didn't need the biggest mansion on the hill. You know, he was content with his life. I have no idea as to Mark Stoops' situation. You know, I would have thought he would have been gone from there by now. You know, he's an elite football coach at a basketball school. At least it was a basketball school. It's a football school now. And with Calipari struggling as he is, you know, maybe Mark Stoops has actually turned Kentucky into a football school. I don't know, but, you know, maybe he just loves the pace of life there, the life he lives there. I don't know. Maybe he has racehorses. You know, I mean, you just never know what it is with anybody. You just don't know. There was a football player once who a well-known defensive tackle, and he was being recruited by Kansas State, and he came down to Miami and Kansas State. And do you know why he was considering Kansas State, Ramona?
How come?
He had one. This, by the way, this was Vince Wilfork, the former New England Patriot. Do you know why Vince Wilfork was considering Kansas State?
Why?
Any guesses at all?
Now, Bill Snyder, was he there at the
time? Yes. See, now, that's a good guess. Those are good guesses. Those are good things. You know, you think something about, no, he liked the color purple.
Oh, okay.
He liked the color purple. So, you know, you never know what motivates somebody. Terry said, yep, Mullen is classless. Ever since I saw him celebrate the brawl they had last year. Right. He's a classless guy. It's been apparent from day one. The ridiculous things he said in defending Jeffrey Simmons' actions when he sat on top of that woman, 300-plus pounder, and was beating the crap out of that woman on the ground. And Dan Mullen defended that position. You know, and he and his AD both had ridiculous things to say about that whole situation. It was that day, honestly, that I basically disowned Dan Mullen. Dexter said, you like the color purple. Why the hell didn't he come to Clemson? Probably because he didn't know Clemson had purple in their colors. He probably didn't care much for orange. Well, he actually chose orange at the end of the day. So that's a good question because he would have had both colors. Yeah, I don't know. Tater, chicken hater.
Hey, Mr. Ball. I'm just getting back with you. I started talking to you the other day, and they came up with T-Birds passing, and I didn't realize I was that close to the end of the show, so we had to leave. But I'll go back to what I was trying to talk about that day.
Yeah.
I was watching the football game Monday night and watching Hunter Renfrow. And we just got started. We had to leave talking about that play he made with the tackle on the
big
punt. And then a little bit later, he had the first touchdown they did. And the things that he did during that game seemed to give he came out flat, and they made him play better. And it occurred to me, I said, when he was here, he consistently did that kind of thing. He did the little things that
Ramona, you talk to Tater Tater. He's breaking up every few words. You got to clear that up. I can't keep doing that in the air. We want to hear what he has to say, but you know, he did. He provided the Raiders a spark that they needed, and you know, and he's been able to do that. You know, and again, he's the least likely looking NFL football player in the whole league, maybe the least likely looking NFL football player of all time. I mean, you know, he looks like an accountant or something. He's a little guy, doesn't look like he played football at all, but he's surprisingly tough. And by the way, the players around this league have been taking shots at him, trying to knock him out. The Raiders have all sorts of examples on film and have presented them to the league, you know, and I'm sure Hunter Renfrow probably doesn't even like the fact they're doing that. Just, you know, that's he's tough. He's tough, you know, and he's a football player, and he made a football player's play, and he's a brilliant route runner, and he has great short area quickness, and he turns people every which way but loose underneath. That's why he's a great early target and a security blanket for Derek Carr, just as he was here. And that's one of the things Clemson's missing now. They don't have anybody who gets free instantly, that the quarterback is always going to feel comfortable knowing that he's going to be open and that he can dump the ball down to. So there's that. Mr. Ann Offender, Ramona, writes, Walt, I've used that Jim Grobe Monopoly money story for probably 10 years now professionally with my team and coworkers. Everyone loves that story. How about that?
That is a good story.
Well, again, and I think there's truth to it. You know, and it's not for everybody. But strangely, Wake Forest may actually have another guy like that right now in Dave Clawson, which is actually pretty remarkable. Tess, who said, just hopped on. You talking about the guy killing it for my fantasy team? Maybe. Cliff says, Mullen was in charge during the Tay Bang incident, where the local narcotics distributor had an armed confrontation on campus with his football player clients because he was losing gambling money on them. That's right. That's a true story. And don't forget Mullen's whole time in Florida with Urban Meyer, when Florida had the hired gun attorney whose job was to clear the felonies of the football team. And remember, there was something like 22 felonies or something of that sort, and his job was to clear the felonies, and I guess he did. He cleared like all of them. Yeah, that was part of that too. Hey, listen up, sports. Walt Diptula here to tell you about my favorite sports book. That's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get in on the action. I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over a quarter century. See, you need a sports book with integrity and longevity. You need to know that you're going to be paid when you win. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention WCCP. You can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Go now to BETUS.com. Join BETUS.com today. Start betting with America's favorite sportsbook. That's BETUS.com. Enter WCCP. BETUS.com, where the game begins. All right, Texas said death taxes and Dan Mullen making excuses after a loss. Exactly. He's just such a bad loser. The whole Texas A&M thing last year, the fiasco that was, you know, the whining that Mullen did afterward, his demands for a full 90,000 in the middle of COVID last year. You know, the guy's, I mean, he acts like such a frigging baby. And after losing the other day, you know, he basically lent the argument as to why they didn't lose, because they won all the statistical battles. Okay. Well, you know, Dan, at the end of the year, you see if they put a W in your column for winning the statistical battles, or whether you actually got an L for that because, you know, you lost the one statistical battle that mattered, the scoreboard. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. When we get back, we'll take a look at the Park National Bank. You pick 'em games.
With some things unreliable, there's one thing you can count on. That is catching the Mickey Follow Show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson every game day Friday. That's right. Every Friday of game day weekend is Mickey Follow at Chick-fil-A of Clemson from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Catch up on the latest football news. The tradition continues. Nothing says welcome back like Mickey Plyler at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and ordering your tailgate foods at Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 654-4655 or Seneca at 886-9080.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey, how did you sleep last night? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given? A bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit EngineersSleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
I'm here today with Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, does Gary have public sales meetings this year like in years past?
Great question, listener. While we still have COVID concerns, even this year, we are scheduling a few public sales meetings in Spartanburg for the late October and early November timeframe. We will go through a typical Part B giveback plan where Social Security gets part of your Part B premium from the company that you go with and qualify for. We will observe spacing and enforce a mask requirement to be respectful of this disease. Please contact us for details and to RSVP if you are interested. And as always, we will do one-on-one private meetings, and I have been vaccinated and am awaiting the booster shot. Please call 864-307-8484 today.
There you go, listener. You'll always have options with Gary. Call 864-307-8484 today, and you'll thank me later.
How are your Bitcoin trades going?
Oh, I love it. I opened a crypto retirement account through Alto.
A retirement account? Wait, what? But you can still buy and sell as often as you'd like?
Yeah, exactly. With an Alto Crypto IRA, I get integration with Coinbase, and it has the same tax advantages of other retirement accounts.
Which cryptocurrencies can you buy?
That's the fun part. There are over 80 coins to choose from. Plus, Alto Crypto IRA is integrated with Coinbase, which means the trades, keys, coin storage, all are safe and held at Coinbase.
Do you need to have a lot of money?
No. You can open an account for as little as 10 bucks, or just roll over some of your existing IRA. It takes minutes to sign up online.
Sounds like a great way to diversify my retirement portfolio.
Exactly.
I love trading crypto, and doing it while deferring taxes like other IRA investments makes incredible sense.
And dollars.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in crypto IRA today. altoira.com/sports.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the Top Row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar.
Yeah. Oh, baby. I got to tell somebody. Oh, baby.
Walked up to the Rudd Range. We are back. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. We'll get to the Vive Broadband Communication Fallings and then the Park National Bank You Pick'em Contest. The Gilstrap Roofing has been serving and covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs. Everyone knows this. Storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair, it's all Gilstrap all the time. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason that such a large portion of their business comes from prior customers and referrals. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. It's the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the upstate and Midland since 1935. That's four generations of a family-owned business. There's a reason somebody's in business since 1935. It's because they treat people right, and they know what they're doing. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, insured. Don't deal with anybody who isn't. Full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, five-year workmanship warranty on all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or online at gilstraproofing.com, gilstraproofing.com. Knowles fan and then Kevin. Knowles fan!
Whoa!
Look, a win! They won a game, Ramona! They had to hang on for they had to hang on for dear life, but they did get a win.
Hey, we got a win with the kicker that, you know, lost the first game for us.
A pre-UMass win.
A pre-UMass. Hey, that means, there is a chance for two wins.
That's right.
I'm excited.
That's exactly right. It's a pre-UMass win.
We're having to climb up the mountain right now. It's starting to flood here in the forest. We're trying to go up the mountain right now, so all this rain we're getting.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to the top of it for this weekend because I have a feeling North Carolina's probably going to bring us right back down.
Yeah, this one probably won't go as well. Plus, they owe you one from last year.
I think they're still upset, but I saw a crazy stat. You know, Mac Brown's 0-10 against Florida State. So, yeah. I mean, maybe we can keep that streak going.
Well, you know, look. See, those are the kind of stupid stats that really have no relevance to anything because, as you know, Mac Brown was 0-10 against Florida State, but the vast majority of those games, he was coaching against Florida State teams that were, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the country.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I agree with that. I had to bring that in because we snuck in there and got them last year, and it just, you know, what a game. But no, I don't know what to think about going into this week. I don't know what Florida State team's going to show up, and be quite honest, I don't know what North Carolina team's going to show up.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think they're probably 0-1, so I think they're going to come in, and I know we got to go to their house this time. So they're probably going to come in and be ready, especially after last year. But, I mean, if they play like they've been playing, I don't know if I got to be worried about it or not.
Well, you know, look, I think they're going to win, but I think it's fair to suggest that they've not been great either. You know, they've certainly not been what most expected them to be. So,
no, I think if you want to talk about a disappointed team, I think North Carolina has to be right on the top of the list. I mean, I know Florida State's got one win, but North Carolina has picked to win the ACC.
I mean, we expected
Atlanta, or,
everyone expected you to suck.
Yeah, everybody expected us to suck, so, you know, that's kind of okay to get to point your fingers at somebody else. Like, you suck, too.
That's right. Hey, you're not alone.
But I was happy with Jordan Travis.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. We're not alone. Yeah, no, we got a few of us in the We got UMass fans in the forest.
Oh, yeah.
We got some Miami fans out here in the forest. There's a few of us out here that's just, we're starting to kind of run out of room. Well, I need some of these teams to start winning because we're running out of room out here. But no, I was happy with Jordan Travis last week and the way Florida State played. Defense played solid. I mean, we did good against the running back that was been really good. He still got his yards, but I feel like we did a good job containing him.
Yeah.
I felt like we just did a good job calling plays on the offense for the most part. We kind of got into a rhythm and let Travis get into a rhythm. I noticed we did a lot of screens at the beginning to kind of get his confidence up of throwing the ball and everything, but was just kind of happy with the game. Walt, what was your thoughts on the Syracuse game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought you survived it. And, you know, I expected Syracuse to beat you, quite honestly. I know they were like 6-point underdog. You know, I gave them out plus the 6. Obviously, they covered the spread, but you won the game. And it was a win that, quite honestly, you
I thought they were a 6-point favorite, Walt.
No. Underdog.
Oh, okay. And my fault.
You desperately needed that win.
Oh, no, I agree 100%. We need a couple more. It would be great if we could get a win this weekend, but we need a couple more wins because that recruiting class, there's a lot of them that still stay, and there was Florida State. So I think that's the key. If we can get this 2022 recruiting class coming in, I'm not saying that's going to help turn the corner is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you have to maintain that
class. You got some really talented guys in there. That's right. You got some talented guys in there. You got a talented quarterback in there. You got 5 offensive linemen in there. So it's really the start. If we can get that 2022 class in there, I think that's really going to help Mike Norvell going in the future. But don't have too much more, Walt. Just had to get in, man. It feels nice to get in with a win, regardless if it was ugly, regardless if it was Syracuse. After 0-4, I'll take a win against anybody, Walt.
Right, and this hasn't happened. So, this hasn't happened very much. You don't get – last 5 years, you don't get to come all in after wins very often.
No, I believe I can count. In the past 5 years, I probably count all my wins on 2 hands, which is pretty bad. So, but, Walt, let's get a little score prediction for this weekend. I think Florida State comes in playing good. And, you know, I never pick against my Noles, you know that, which I think North Carolina's a better team. But go ahead, and give me another field goal win, Walt. Let's go 30-27 Noles. Okay. Go Noles.
All right.
30-27. Notice how happy.
Yeah, he won't be happy after this
weekend. He's like talking really fast.
Yeah, he won't be happy after this weekend.
Aww.
Yeah, this weekend.
This is sad.
Yeah, it's going to be like 37-17. Yeah, we'll be right back to getting a kick this weekend. I North Carolina's been all over the place, but they owe Florida State one from last year, and they're just better than Florida State at this point. So I would think that would mean a North Carolina victory. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing good. I got 2 things. First of all, the Gamecocks are rolling into Rocky Top this week, and, man, we're going to blow all the smoke right out of those mountains. We're going to show them how it's done, all right? If Florida State's got a chance against North Carolina, we sure got a shot against Tennessee, all right? They're no better than us. We were able to hold Kentucky to 16 points. Florida couldn't even do that.
Hey, Kevin, that's not what the Vol fans are telling me. The Vol fans are telling me, like, they're a playoff team. The Vol fans – Vol fans are acting nutty and out of control. They think they're going to stomp a mud hole in you.
Listen, that's my second point, Walt. Jacksonville Jaguars and Urban Meyer, okay?
Okay?
If Vol fans believe that, they're living in dreamland like the Jaguar fans and Urban Meyer. What a disgusting act that I saw when I YouTubed that video. And it's hard to believe that a man in his position with his stature and the expectation of his well-being would do something like that. It's very disturbing. I don't know why this con guy that owns that team has not fired him and separated ways. Although if he does get fired, I'm sure Nick Saban's got a spot on his staff for him. He has a tendency to hire trouble coaches or Freeze on at Liberty. I mean, it seems like Meyer and Freeze would be right up the same kind of trademark.
Well, we'll see. Look, I mean, listen, the biggest issue with the Urban Meyer situation was he did not get on the plane with his team. That's the biggest issue. That's the inexcusable thing. He did not get on the plane. I have heard NFL reporter after NFL. Look, I suggested that when it first came out. But subsequent to that, I've heard all these guys who actually cover the NFL for a living, and they're all saying the same thing. They're all saying they've never heard of that. Never heard of a coach who didn't get on the plane with his team. And actually, they expounded and said, not even assistant coach. That's the real deal in it to me.
A prediction for the score in Knoxville, South Carolina 28, and Tennessee 24. And let's all remember, these people are going to be eating a lot of chicken on game day. They're going to eat fried chicken, grilled chicken, baked chicken, smoked chicken. It's almost like bubble gum. They're going to be eating chicken, and we're going to give them a lot of chicken on that football field, too, Walt.
Thank
we're going to stuff the tail feathers to where it counts.
Thank you, Kevin. You know, on the Meyer thing, you know, first of all, in terms of, like, that video, it's like, honestly, I almost think in a way it's much to do about nothing. I mean, there really wasn't anything. I mean, you got some 50-year-old chick who's backing up towards him, but Urban looks like he's not even there. I mean, he looks like he's just in a completely different zone. It's not like he was welcoming it or actively engaged. It was just weird. I mean, he seemed like he was just unaware of it. I mean, that's what it really sounded like. It seemed like he didn't even know she was in front of him. But and so I think people made, you know, maybe too much of that. I mean, he just may have been, you know, semi-stoned. I don't know. But I think the real crime is he didn't get on the plane with his team. You know, that's the crime. He's being paid millions and millions of dollars to coach football. And your team just suffered a tough loss. And I've just not heard of that. I had not heard of that. And that's what I said immediately. The biggest crime, the stuff about staying back to play with your grandchildren, now, that's the offseason. That's insane. You're coaching an NFL team. This is not college. So that whole thing is insane. But his job is to better his team. And his team is a young team, and he needed to be on the plane with his team after a tough loss. And as I said that in the immediate aftermath of it, and subsequent to that, I've heard all these NFL reporters who cover the National Football League for a living, and they are unanimously saying that they have never heard of that, that they have, prior to this, they had never heard of a coach not boarding the plane with his team. And they expounded by saying, not even an assistant coach, that they had never heard of it, period. And I think that's the real crime of it. This guy is being paid millions of dollars to coach that football team. And that's his job. His job is to be with his team. It's to coach his team up. It's to be with his team. And again, especially a young team that came off a very difficult loss in which they controlled much of the game and had a chance to win. It was their best performance of the season. But they were hurt and disillusioned by the way it ended. To not board a plane with your team shows you just don't get it. It shows you don't really understand what the National Football League is about still. And you know, if you don't understand it by this time, chances are you're probably not going to get it. And look, do I think he could still coach the football team? You know, it depends whether those players still believe in him or not. That's the key now. Quick break. Big Bad Bob, when we get back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969, based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Wright mowers are revolutionary to the lawn care industry and were designed by a landscaper who saw a better way to get the job done. Landscaper Supply is a premium Wright mowers dealer. If you're looking to add to your fleet, visit Landscaper Supply and see our Wright mowers or schedule a demo to try one out. Landscaper Supply works with homeowners and all businesses, big or small. Visit us at one of our locations in Greenville, Greer, Simpsonville, Easley, or Anderson, or online at landscapers-supply.com.
Getting to your Zen place is what Purple Haze is all about. With locations in Clemson and Williamston, they've been selected as the best place for piercing in the upstate. Purple Haze features body jewelry along with sage and crystals to bring your living space into perfect harmony. With the largest selection of glassware, Purple Haze in Clemson now offers tooth gems and piercings. Whatever it is, that girl will put a spell on you. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, Anderson Drive, Williamston. Clemson is a special place where leaders are developed and championships are won. It's where Stephen Fisher has opened his doors to take care of customers. His Allstate office is in the heart of Clemson, offering a complete line of insurance for you and your family. He's an Allstate insurance professional and a proud Tiger fan. See Stephen Fisher Allstate at 144 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 234 in Patrick Square, above Kite Hill Brewing. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
For over 30 years, Tiger Town Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson, by Tiger fans, for Tiger fans, with tons of new designs.